And again, underlying all of this is of course, Elder William Komandan's vision. I speak with his daughter on a regular basis and with other people, just so that I have a clear understanding of what I'm bringing forward is done in a respectful manner, in an appropriate manner, because Elder Komandan never wanted, you never look for conflict. For him, it was reconciliation and, bringing together of all people, although he clearly articulated that the Chaudière Falls was and is a sacred place. So I think that the city holds First Nations, Anishinaabe in this case, and holds the citizens of Ottawa due diligence and to demonstrate and show its leadership in regards to the relationship. It speaks about in regards to our community in particular and the Algonquin community of Ontario, Pequawkinagan. So not only in words now, I mean, they can't only consider us and invite us to do an opening, and then the rest doesn't matter. We still have a lot of work, a tremendous amount of work to educate people in regards to our territory, to our title lands, the kind of things that we're seeking, that inclusiveness, and that at times we will have to and will make clear statements where there is no compromise, while at other times we may, and in many instances, do some compromising, some balance, but there are some things for which we cannot compromise. Let's go back, 20 or 25 years now since the Museum of History has been built. And when that was being built, other than knowing that it was being done on Algonquin land, we weren't in a position to be voicing, I suppose, as we are today. And if you ever look at the photo, and I'm using that as the example, but if you ever look at a photo of the first shovel being put into the ground, it's being put in, being done by Trudeau, Pierre Trudeau, who has a buckskin jacket. That buckskin jacket was made by William Komandan's wife.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's the famous buckskin that you see in many photos. And yeah, it was a gift to him, I believe. William had spoken to him a few times, but he pays, even Trudeau at the time, pays little regard that when he's putting the shovel, that he might be putting the shovel into either artifacts or a gravesite or whatever. There's very little back then. That kind of research was very hidden from us and kept us something that wasn't all that important. Anyhow,
yeah.
And that's why all the way from Lime Lake to where the museum is situated, to the Chaudière Falls, to where the Supreme Court of Canada is located, all of those, and Le Breton Flats to some extent, all very sacred, very historical, very, very connected for the Algonquin people, and in particular, the families, the descendants of our ancestors here in KZ. That's why those places are so significant, and we intervene where we can. I mean, the capacity that we have to we can't be everywhere, we can't respond to everything, we can't do the kind of follow-up that we should be doing, we just don't have the resources.